ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
さくらです。
Peter here. Onomatopoeia lesson 1 getting started. Sakura-san.
Hi.
Welcome to the wonderful world of onomatopoeia.
Yes, you could say it. It's a big word, isn't it? Onomatopoeia. I couldn't say it properly.
And to let you in on kind of a secret, we've been practicing.
Onomatopoeia.
Onomatopoeia. Sakura-san, what is onomatopoeia?
According to the dictionary, onomatopoeia is the formation of a word from a sound associated with its name. Sound.
Examples in English include words like
crash
and
splash.
The sounds of the words imitate the meaning. Mm. I think another really good way to see this is animals. Many animal sounds like
bow wow
and
neigh. Neigh.
That's a really good one. Are examples of onomatopoeia. I also think of comic books. Have you ever seen an American comic book?
Yes. Bang and...
Like in the fight scene,
yes,
there's bang, pow, whack, bam.
Ne?
Now, all of these are words that represent sounds or kind of imitate sounds. Now, the Japanese language has tons of... Sakura-san?
Onomatopoeia.
So, if you're going to take your Japanese to the next level, you need to become familiar with as many of them as possible. But... Japanese onomatopoeia. See, I kind of put it together. Mm-hmm. I kept saying onomatopoeia, but onomatopoeia is not only useful, Sakura-san.
But it's also fun.
So scripted.
It is fun, though.
No, but it really is fun. Yes. Just the delivery wins. So we hope you'll enjoy this series because this will really give you an inside look into onomatopoeia. And in Japanese, it's used at such high frequency levels that becoming familiar with this is really the key to taking your Japanese to the next level.
Yes, I think so.
Okay, let's take a look at Japanese onomatopoeia. Sakura-san, in Japanese, how many types of onomatopoeia are there?
There are two types.
What's the first kind?
Gyongo.
And the second type?
Gitaigo.
There are two types because some Japanese onomatopoeia don't actually mimic sounds, but they do use the same techniques. Let's take a look at the two types. The first type, one more time.
Gyongo.
Just break it down.
Gyongo. Gyongo.
These are the true onomatopoeia. Basically, they mimic sounds, just like the English onomatopoeia. How about the second type?
Gitaigo. Gitaigo. Gitaigo.
Now, on the other hand, these words attempt to use similar sound patterns as gyongo, even though they don't mimic actual sounds. The key to understanding the second type is the Chinese characters that make up the word, and primarily the second character. The second character is
tai.
So the key to understanding gitaigo is the characters, the Chinese characters, that is. So what's the meaning of that character, tai?
Condition.
So this type represents a feeling or condition, not a sound. Now, we're going to elaborate on this, and I believe the difference will become clear, but this is one of the really interesting characteristics in Japanese. In English, we have almost none of these. We have almost all of the first kind, words that mimic sounds, but not the second type, words that represent feelings or emotions or conditions. So this is where Japanese gets fun. Sakura-san, let's have an example of each kind. First, let's have an example of
gyongo,
which mimics sounds. Sakura-san, onegai shimasu.
Doa ga batan to shimatta.
The door closed with a bang. What's the onomatopoeia in this sentence?
Batan. Batan. Bang.
And it mimics the sound the door made. Okay, how about an example of the second type, which is
gitaigo.
Now, again, if you remember the meaning of the second kanji character in this word, condition. This is going to be a word that represents a feeling or some kind of state or condition. Sakura-san, example please.
明日はデートだ. Uki uki suru.
I'm going on a date tomorrow. I'm excited. But it's kind of like, Sakura-san, would this be okay? My heart is bouncing?
そうですね.
Now, what is the onomatopoeia in this sentence?
Uki uki It describes happy and a bounding mood.
Now, is it uki uki?
It's not uki. It's uki uki. You don't need the small ts. Uki uki.
And is this related to the verb uku, to float?
Maybe.
I guess we'll look at that a little. Check the comments. Now, a couple more additional notes. You'll notice that many Japanese onomatopoeia are repetitive. Basically, Sakura-san, what does this mean?
Like peko peko?
That is, the syllables or pair of syllables are often repeated. For example,
peko peko
means empty stomach, and it repeats the syllables
peko.
Also, Japanese onomatopoeia can be used as adverbs, adjective-like words, parts of adjectival phrases, and as verbs when they're combined with suru and yaru, and other verbs depending on the onomatopoeia. In these lessons, you'll see how to use each onomatopoeia correctly. Now, Sakura-san, anything we should kind of pay attention to about the writing system?
Yes, onomatopoeia are not written in kanji, but it's usually in hiragana or katakana.
So keep this in mind when you're reading Japanese. Mm-hmm. If you see two katakana or two hiragana repeated, Sakura-san, chances are?
It could be onomatopoeia.
Okay, so Sakura-san, that's going to do it for this lesson.
Hi.
We hope that you enjoyed this introduction lesson to
onomatopoeia. 擬音語と擬態語。
And we look forward to exploring this exciting world of onomatopoeia with you over the coming weeks. This is going to be a 25 lesson series. And throughout, in each lesson, we're going to cover different onomatopoeia. And this is really going to add some muscle to your Japanese.
そうですね。
Fun, really interesting to use. And the better you get at these, the more you'll understand around you. And it'll really improve your fluency quite a bit. In the meantime, please visit the website and leave us a post. That's going to do it for today.
またね!